The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Again, we are coming to you live here today. We have a word today. I believe we're going to kind of shift gears today, and I believe this will be a great word of encouragement. We're kind of taking a little bit of a break from talking about the news and headlines, and we need to do this at times. And information is great, but we need encouragement. We need exhortation. So today, I just want to share with you for briefly, maybe 20 minutes or so. I want to give you a devotional word out of the book of Psalms, chapter 20. I'm going to pull this scripture up for you. While we're doing this, if this is your first time joining us, please let us know in the comment section below, whatever platform that you may be joining us from, that you are new, or this is your first time, and where you guys are joining us from. As always, we appreciate you guys taking the time to come on here today, and we enjoy seeing many of your names and your faces that you're here week after week after week with us. We appreciate you guys out there on podcasts and Rumble and YouTube and all these other platforms, and even you guys from the app that join us on a week-to-week basis. Again, we always love to see you come here consistently. We call you family. And so let's get after this. Psalms 20. I believe it's going to be a real great blessing to you today. I want to read this whole passage, and then I'm just going to exhort a little bit as the Holy Spirit lays it upon my heart to encourage somebody that needs a word of encouragement today. Here it is, Psalm 20. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. Selah. And when you see the word Selah, it means to stop. It means to put on the brakes. And it means to take a moment to meditate on that, to think on that. And then he goes on and says, may he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They have bowed down and have fallen, but we have risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, may the King answer us when we call. Father, I pray that you'd anoint your word today that goes forth today. I pray that you anoint the words that come out of my mouth today. May they strengthen, may they exhort, may they edify. May you bless the ears of the listeners and the recipients that receive it. May your word go forth and not return void, but may it equip and may it establish and may it prosper that which is sent forth to do. I bind every distraction, I bind every enemy, and I bind every assignment of hell that would turn our attention away from what the seed is that you want to plant in our hearts today with this word. And all God's people said, amen, amen. Guys, this word in Psalms chapter 20, I actually received this word while I was in Virginia with my family on Thanksgiving. I was doing a personal devotional. I got to this passage of Psalms 20, and there was so much meat in this and so much encouragement to this that I knew that I had to write this down, and I knew that this was not just a personal rhema word, but this was a word that I would have to come and share with our listeners and share with our church family. And that's what I want to do today. As the Holy Spirit laid it upon my heart, when dissecting this passage of Psalms 20, I want to give it to you the way he showed it to me. And I believe when we walk away from this word today, you're going to be equipped and you're going to be encouraged as much as I was when he gave me this word. The writer of Psalms 20 says, "May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble." I believe the Lord will answer us in the day of trouble. And, or it wouldn't be written in here. And it says, "May the name of the God of Jacob defend you." Come on, we're not, as believers, when we are in trouble, and notice it says in the day of trouble. And this is very interesting because we're going to go through daily troubles, daily trials. I would venture to say daily temptations. But then you're going to get to that place where you've been there, you're there, or you're going to go there where it's not just one little problem, one little trouble. But have you ever had a week where you can mark a specific day of the week where you said, "Yeah, I remember that Tuesday," or "I remember that Thursday on such and such a date," because it wasn't just one little attack. It just wasn't one little setback. It wasn't just one little hiccup. It wasn't just one little adversity. It was multi-frontal things happening from all sides. You got hit in your finances. You woke up not feeling that good today. You got a bad report from your family, a family member. Something happened at your job. Maybe you got laid off. An appliance went out in your kitchen, whatever. And it was just like not one thing, but two things, three things. It was like everything that could happen was happening, and it all happened in a day. And I loved it. The psalmist said, "May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble." And I like the next verse. "May the name of the God of Jacob defend you." So I'm going to ask our listeners today, when the day of trouble comes, who and what do you run to first? Now, I know 99% of our audience is believers. So we could venture to say that most of you are praying folks. Most of you people are running to God, running to the word, running to prayer. But listen, even as believers, many times you can always gauge where we are in our walk with God based on who and what we run to first. Do we run to the doctor first? Do we run to the banker first? Do we run to a counselor and not the counselor first? Do we seek everyone and everything first, and then as a secondary consequence, or I should say a secondary option, we then say, "Oh, well, then we're going to run to God." But he says, "Day of trouble, and may God defend you." May God defend you. And I love verse 2 of Psalms 20. "May he send you help from the sanctuary." Now, our natural minds wants to use, when we hear the word the sanctuary, we want to automatically relate that to a church building, because we think sanctuary, that's in the church, that's in the four walls of the building. But that is not what he's talking about here. When the writer says, "May he send you help from the sanctuary," he's not talking about help from elders. He's not talking about help from, come on, from some prayer warriors. He's talking about not even help from the pastor or your pastor, but he's talking about the heavenly sanctuary. And I can prove that in verse 6, because he says, "He will answer from his holy heaven." And I want to say this, and we're going to get to this in just a second. I love how the psalmist says in the beginning, he starts out, "May the Lord, may he do this, may he do that, and may this happen." And then Come on. In the middle of his prayer, he shifts gears from may to I know he will. Come on. Have you ever, oh, come on, somebody. Have you ever had a circumstance come up? Have you ever had a predicament come up where you had to get into the prayer closet? You had to get into your prayer chamber. You had to get into a place of prayer. And when you began in prayer, you started out with may, Lord, can you, will you? And then all of a sudden, the anointing comes on. All of a sudden, the presence of God fills the atmosphere and where you're praying, and your thinking begins to change. Your mindset begins to shift gears. And all of a sudden, now you're praying in the unction of the Holy Spirit. According to Romans 8, when you know not what you ought to pray, the Spirit himself begins to help you with groanings and utterance that cannot be. He talks about this. So you begin, you start out with may, could, should, help, and then you get to I know the God that I serve, and I know that he's going to do this. This is what I see happening here in this. Not only was this just a something that was, this is not just a psalm that was just penned, but I believe it was a prayer. I believe it was a revelation as it was being penned. And but he, watch this. I want to get back over to verse 2. He says, may he send you help. This is heavenly angelic assistance. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews that angels are ministering spirits unto the heirs of salvation. Oh, come on, somebody. I can show you in the book of Psalms where it says the angels hearken unto the word of God. Angels perform the will of God. They perform the word of God. And when you and I pray unto the Lord, there is angels at guard. There is angels on standby. And I am one that firmly believes that you and I have angels that have been assigned to us from the day that we were born on this earth and came out of our mother's womb. And I could show you in scripture where it talks about little children and it says their angels are always before me and in heaven. And I believe we have angels that are assigned to us. Oh, come on. Those angels have been active in my life. They've been active in your life. When you could have died in a car accident, when you could have been, when you could have overdosed, when you could have been out with alcoholism, when you should have died in that freak accident, when this could have happened, that could have happened, but God sent help from his sanctuary. The psalmist says in Psalms chapter 91, the angel of the Lord shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Who's going to do it? Angels. When Satan tempted Jesus and he was trying to get him to jump off the pinnacle and commit suicide, he even quoted Psalm 91. Satan knows the word. And he said, is it not written that the Lord shall bear thee up, lest he dash the foot against the stone? So even Satan understood that there is heavenly angels at guard that protect us and keep us, and they put a hedge about us. When Job was being attacked by Satan, and Satan and God was in this heated confrontation, in this dialogue where Satan was going to and fro over the earth, seeking who he may devour. Go read it. It's in the book of Job, chapter 1. And God said, have you considered my servant Job? Satan acknowledged that God had put a hedge up around Job's life. He says it, read it, Job. He says, have you not put a hedge up? Have you not hedged him and put a hedge up around him and all that he has? What is that hedge? Angelic assistance. Listen, and it says, may he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. I know that somebody's weak right now. I know that you're weary right now. when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights after when he was led by the Holy Spirit to be tempted of the devil, the Bible says that Satan left him for a season and the angels of God strengthened him. Now look, I've told this story, but my own mother-in-law, who went through a mental attack that almost took her out for, what was it, 3 months, I think? It was 3 months or longer. My wife and I began to heavily intercede for her, begin to believe for her, and begin to pray for her deliverance. And I remember one night she called, or the next morning, early morning, she called me and said, I was getting ready to go to bed like I always do. I picked up my Bible. I began to read it, and the Lord gave me a comforting word. And I can't remember exactly what scripture it was, but she said at that moment when she read that, she felt this supernatural peace come on her that she can't explain. But it was like a supernatural peace that she has never felt before. And she felt almost like there was a glimpse of breakthrough. She closed her Bible, put it on her nightstand, went to bed like she always does. And in the wee hours of the night, somewhere between 3 and 4 a.m. in the morning, my Lord, I could preach a whole message on 3 and 4 a.m. in the morning and talk about how that is that's a major time frame that even the Bible talks about in the third and fourth watch, where there's angelic activity and breakthrough and all that stuff. But that's a whole other message. But nevertheless, she said around 3 or 4 in the morning, she said, I felt a hand, a physical hand, reach over and touch me on the shoulder. And she said, when the hand touched me, I immediately thought it was my husband, or which would be my father-in-law. But she said she looked and realized that he was not there at that time. And she said, when the hand touched my shoulder, she said, I can't explain it. She said, but it felt like a supernatural virtue or power came over me, and all the oppression, the depression, the anxiety, the mental stronghold, everything was broken off of her life. And she said at that moment, it was instantly broken. She went back to bed eventually when she calmed down, woke up the next morning, and she was in her right mind and completely delivered. What am I talking about? I'm talking about angelic assistance from God's sanctuary that will come on. These angelic heirs that are these angelic messengers, angels of God, are sent in our lives. We may not see them. And quite frankly, you probably don't want to see one, because every single person in the Bible that ever saw an angel, they fell on their face and they were in fear. It's an awesome presence and experience. But some angels are messengers that bring a message from God. Some angels bring warnings from God. Some angels bring a level of protection, warrior angels. But then there's angels that bring, don't ask me to explain all this, guys. I'm telling you, it's in the Bible, but just some things I can't articulate words to form to describe these things. But yes, some angels bring healing and deliverance that are sent from God and strengthen us when we are weak, and they do it supernaturally. Well, I don't know if I believe that, Brother Ricky. Hello. The Bible says that Jesus was strengthened by angels. When Elijah the prophet ran from Jezebel and he was in a cave, he had an angelic experience. An angel was in front of Balaam and his donkey. Balaam didn't recognize it, but the donkey sure did. I'm telling you, these angels are around us. I got to go on. I got to finish this. Then it shifts gears, and the psalmist says, may he remember all your offerings. I'm going to, friend, listen, every time you give to the poor, you give to the needy, you give to the orphans, you give to the widows, you tithe, you honor the Lord. You honor the Lord with the first fruits of all your increase. You seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. When you do that, according to the Bible, there is a book in heaven that's mentioned in the book of Malachi. We did a whole message on five books that are in heaven. And one of those books is called the Book of Remembrance. And every time that you and I give in secret, remember Matthew 6, give in secret, that your heavenly Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. You know how he keeps an account? You know how he keeps records of this stuff? There is a book called the Book of Remembrance, and it is mentioned in Malachi chapter 3. And I can show you, and you've heard, you guys who have followed us for any time, length of time, we've talked about this, but in Acts chapter 10, Cornelius has an encounter with an angel, consequently, and the angel tells Cornelius, your prayers and your giving has gone up before the Lord as a memorial. And as a direct result, God blessed Cornelius with the words of life by using the apostle Peter, who was brought to Cornelius' house. And then Cornelius became the first Gentile convert in the New Testament. So watch this. God remembered Cornelius's devotion, his offerings, his giving, his sacrifice. And I come by to tell somebody today that's watching and listening to this program, you have given in secret. Your heavenly Father who sees you in secret, it's not a matter of if, it's not a matter of he could, he will reward you openly. Watch this. And he's going to accept your burnt sacrifice. Now, we don't sacrifice lambs and goats and sheep today. We're not under the old covenant. A sacrifice today is a sacrifice of praise. It's a sacrifice of giving. It's a sacrifice of helping someone. It's going out of your way to do what God's called you to do. David said, I will give nothing to the Lord that didn't cost me something. And God remembers it. And listen to verse 4. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. Come on, guys. I wish somebody would get excited with me today. I know that we're not talking about Bible prophecy today, but this is a word of encouragement for somebody today. And he says, may the Lord grant you according to your, what's your heart's desire? To live the fullness of your days and see your children's children? Is it that you, that the Lord would bless you with a nice home and a nice neighborhood, and that you would be successful, and that your kids get through college, that you would have a healthy and strong life, and you would not be ridden with disease, that you would not be succumbed to the same sins and devices that maybe generations before you did, maybe your grandfather and your father and your mother, whatever, who were bound by certain substances. And these are the things that you prayed about. And you said, oh God, may it not come upon us and this and that. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. You have a purpose. Listen, I know that this may sound cheesy, but who cares? I want you to say this to yourself. Say, I have a purpose. God has a purpose for me. Your purpose may not be behind a microphone. It may not be behind a pulpit. It may not be in front of a television camera. Your purpose may not even be seen in the public eye. It may be in the marketplace. It may be in counseling. It may be behind a, it may be in a retail store. It may be in a restaurant. It may be in a factory. It may be in a warehouse. And God has strategically arranged and ordered your steps so that he can position you to be light and to be salt right where you're at. Listen, and I know Christian landscapers, I know Christian retail workers, I know Christian restaurant workers and owners, I know Christians that build pools for a living. Listen, there is believers everywhere. There's people in the White House, believe it or not. There's people in the Capitol. There's people in the Pentagon. There's people in the airline industry. There is light and salt everywhere. And the beauty of it is God, come on, has positioned us in them places for a purpose. Now, I want to point out something here before we shift gears. Notice it says, may the Lord answer in the day of trouble. May he defend you. May he send you help. May he remember all your offerings. May he grant you according to your heart's desire. May he fulfill all your purpose. And then it tells us, watch this. So what we come with our petitions. We come asking of the Lord, and there's nothing wrong with that. But watch what the psalmist did. He shifts gears here in verse 5, and it says, we will rejoice in your salvation. And in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. Come on, what's his name, church? His name is Jesus. And what does it say to do? Rejoice. Come on, rejoice that he's answering you in the day of trouble. Rejoice that he defends you. Rejoice that he's capable of sending you help from his sanctuary. Rejoice that he's remembering your offerings and remembering your sacrifice. Rejoice that he's going to give you the heart or your heart's desire. Rejoice that he's going to fulfill his purpose in your life. And it says, set up your banner, display your gratitude of thanksgiving. Don't hide it. Don't be an undercover Christian. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions, all of them. Now, listen to this. You get to verse 6, and perspective changes. It goes from may to this. Watch this. Verse 6. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. Now, how did the psalmist go from may he grant this, may he do that, may he help me, may he send help, to now I know that he saves the anointed? The answer, answered prayer. Listen, when I started my walk out with God, my prayers, when I first started out serving God, walking with God, are completely different today than they were 23 years ago. Why? Revelation, understanding of the word. The more of the word you know, the more revelation of the word you know. And here's the third one, ready? And the more the Lord begins to bring to pass the things that you prayed about, the more your vocabulary, and when I mean vocabulary, your thought process will change. Your verbiage will change. And listen, your prayers will change. You will no longer, listen, my prayers are no longer, oh God, I pray that you will take care of me. Oh God, I pray that you would bail me out of this. And listen, I'm not condemning anybody. This is all level of maturity. It depends on where you're at in this. Some people are in that elementary state. Other people are more mature in this, in their level of faith. I just want you to understand that. But watch this. You will go from, oh God, can you? Oh God, will you? Oh God, could you? To once he has shown his saving arm, once he's revealed that he's Jehovah Jireh, our provider, once he has revealed that he's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer, once he does that and you get that revelation knowledge, your prayers will change and you will go from, oh God, could you? Oh God, should you? Oh God, would you? To this. You will pray, you begin to say this, I was young and now I'm old and I have yet to see the righteous forsaken nor his seed beg of bread. You will begin to pray stuff like, I know the Lord shall deliver the righteous. You will begin to pray, you'll begin to pray things like, my God shall supply all of my need according to his riches and glory. You'll begin to pray things like, he said that if I seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, then all these things shall be added unto me. Lord, you said if I give, it shall be given back unto me, good measured, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Did you see what I did just there? Your prayers will change and shift based on the level of revelation that you have in him. And this is what's happening here. He says, now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. How does he know? Because God saved I believe it was David who wrote this. Because David saw God moving in his life. Now watch this. Now watch this. He will answer him from his holy heaven. Did you see that? It says, may he send you help from the sanctuary. And then he says, he will answer you from his holy heaven. Come on, somebody. He will with the saving strength of his right hand. And then in verse 7, I'm almost done, guys. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we, come on, that's you and I, believers in Christ. We will remember the name of the Lord our God. What's his name? Come on, church, Jesus. His name is Yeshua. They, listen to this, they have bowed down and fallen. Who are they? They here are those who have put their trust in chariots, put their trust in horses, who have sought everybody and everything else but God. They put their trust in false idols. They put their trust in man. They put their trust in systems. They put their trust in the government. They put their, oh, did I say that? They put their trust in the stock market. They put their trust in gold and silver. They put their trust in their job. They put their trust in their economy. They put their trust in all everything else but God. And when all that crumbles, they go with it. Listen to what he says. They have bowed down and fallen. But we, come on, we who remember the name of the Lord our God, we who know that he answers from his holy heaven, we who knows who that he will fulfill our petitions, we who know that he saves his anointed, we who know that he defends us and answers us in the day of trouble, we have risen and stand upright. Oh, come on. The fact that some of you are standing today and you're not falling and you haven't fallen and you haven't thrown in the towel and you haven't given up is because you understand what this preacher's saying. You understand what David's saying. You understand what the Holy Spirit's saying. You have this revelation knowledge. You could have quit a long time ago. You could have gave up. You could have took the easy way out. You could have been defeated. You should have went down. You should have fallen and not gotten up. You should have been defeated, but you understood that I will look unto the hills in which my help comes. My help comes from the Lord. The righteous may fall and fall seven times, but he gets back up. Come on. Somebody say, I have fallen, but I'm getting back up. Verse 9, save, O Lord, may the King answer us when we call. And that's what we're going to do right now. And we're going to close this broadcast by calling on the name above every name. The name of the Lord is a high tower in which the righteous run into and they are saved. So there's some groups of individuals that are watching this and listening today. Some of you, you've went through some stuff and you're still standing on the other end and you've got a testimony to prove that. Some of you, you're in this, man. You're in the day of trouble. And it's coming from all sides. It's like it won't let up. It's trouble after trial, after tribulation, after problem. And it's like, when is it going to end? When's the breakthrough coming? You're in this. We've just, by the help of the Holy Spirit, we've given you a revelation. You got to know who you are in Him. You got to know that you are anointed. And you got to know that the Lord saves His anointed. You got to know that He has got heavenly assistance waiting on you. They're there and waiting for you to call and ask Him to send you assistance. You got to know that you have a purpose. You got to know that He wants to fulfill all your petitions. You got to know that He wants to give you the desires of your heart. When you receive this and you get this revelation knowledge, I'm telling you, you can be in the pit physically. The Apostle Paul was put in a prison, locked up in prison. He was chained up between guards and sitting in sewage. And he was writing in his epistles, "I'm seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." What? How could Paul say he was seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus when in the reality, in the natural, he was sitting in sewage, locked up in a cell, chained up with guards? Because Paul understood it, what he was in. Come on, in that time was perspective. And oh, come on, somebody. Paul understood that God had a purpose for him, and he was not going to end his race in a prison cell sitting in sewage. And there was still things that God still had for Paul to fulfill. And come on, Satan wasn't going to stop it. Jailers wasn't going to stop it. A prison wasn't going to stop it. Chains wasn't going to stop it. And imprisonment wasn't going to stop it. So I don't know what you're in right now. You might be in a battle for your health. You might be in a battle for your marriage. You might be in something that's a legal battle. You may be financially, everything looks like it's collapsing. It looks like everything's falling on you. But listen, you've got to get this revelation that this too shall pass. Though I'm walking through the valley, I'm not setting up base here. I'm not pitching a tent in the valley. I'm passing through, baby. I'm going through it. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So again, there's some folks that has already been through this on the other side. You're standing. You got the testimony. Some of you, you're walking in this right now. You're in the middle of this. Others, buckle up, put on the armor of God, because it's not a matter of if, but when you go through a trial like this. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to pray. And I know this is a little odd, a little bit different, but for every social media platform, Facebook Live, YouTube, Rumble, wherever you're able to comment, if you have been through this and you, come on, you've been through some stuff. Y'all know who you are. They should have took you out. And the devil told you he was going to be taken out, but you've made it through. You're on the other end. You're still standing. I want you to begin to comment below where you can, if you're able to. I know on podcasts, you can't do that, but on these platforms, you can. I want you to begin to share your testimony there. Say, this is what the Lord brought me out of. Why are you doing that? Because you are going to strengthen others who are in this right now. The Bible says they overcame the devil by what? The blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So when others begin to read your testimony and read what God has brought you out of, it will strengthen their faith, and it will be a saving hand of grace, come on, to help them and encourage them. Not to undermine that the Lord's power can't deliver you and that his heavenly angels are not there to assist you, but it, come on, it gives hope. The Bible says, hope deferred maketh the heart sick. But when it comes, it's like a wellspring of life. So that's what you're doing. And we're going to pray right now for those who are in this right now, going through this right now. We're going to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up every individual under the sound of my voice right now that they are going through the time of trouble. They're in the day of trouble. They're going through adversity. They're in a trial. They're in a tribulation. They're in a predicament right now where it seems like everything's closing in on them. They've exhausted all their resources. They've exhausted all their strength. There's nothing more they can do. They are now turning to you. They're crying out unto you. They're crying out unto your sanctuary. They're looking to you. They're not looking to man. They're not looking to earthly counselors. They're not looking to earthly wisdom. They're not looking to false idols or false gods. They're not looking to any of that stuff. They're looking to the name that is above every name. And it's the only name given under heaven unto men in which we must save. And it's the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now. And I pray that somebody's listening to me right now and they begin to open their mouth right now, even before the blessing comes, even before the breakthrough comes, even before the deliverance comes, even before, come on, you see the answer to your prayers. I want you to begin to rejoice now and begin to thank God now. Come on, you call those things that be not as though they were. Lord, I thank you that I'm delivered. Lord, I thank you that I'm healed. Lord, I thank you that I'm coming out of this thing. Lord, I thank you that I'm prosperous. And I thank you that I'm the head and not the tail and above and not beneath. Lord, I thank you that my marriage will succeed and not fail. Lord, I thank you that everything that the devil said would happen, you're going to do the opposite. Lord, I thank you that I will finish the days of my life. I will go to the grave in an old and full age and live to see my children's children. Lord, I thank you that with long life, you're satisfying me and showing me the joy of my salvation. You got to pray like that. You got to begin to thank God for the answer and watch him. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, having done all, stand therefore. It's time to stand and begin to expect to receive the breakthrough of the Lord. Come on, do you receive that today? Come on, I want you to give the Lord a hand clap or praise or thank you, Jesus. Or listen, it's not about me, guys. Thank the Lord for this word. Thank the Lord for his anointing. And I pray that this will be a great blessing to somebody. Again, we want to give you the opportunity to keep up with our ministry, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's our main website. Subscribe to our daily digest. Of course, we want you to download our free app. We always push our app because, again, I do not want you to rely on social media outlets like Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and all that, because those days are limited. We need you to get to the app. We need you to download it. It's available on Apple. It's available on Android. It's free. So there's no excuse, guys. It takes up hardly any data. If you're worried about that, there's no excuse. It's free. It doesn't take up a lot of space. It doesn't take up data. Get it into your hands. Download it today. If you're listening to my podcast, just go into the Google store. Go into the Apple store, type in End Time Headlines, look for you're going to see the acronym of ETH. You're going to see End Time Headlines there in our official logo. Download that app. You're going to get all of our latest news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Push yes to push notifications. You'll be alerted. Also, you'll get all of our podcasts like this one right there at your hands, at your fingertips, that you can watch or listen at your leisure. And as always, we want to give you an opportunity. If this ministry is a continual source of information, revelation, blessing, equipping, and encouragement, we do all that. I know we're a little bit different than a lot of prophetic, when I say prophetic, end time eschatology ministries. We're different because they, a lot of them, most of them, I would say, stick to just that, but we don't. We shift gears. We do talk about the end times a lot, but we also give practical words like today, because we know the body of Christ needs that, because it's going to get rough as we get closer to the time of the end. So we need that assurance. We need equipping. We need comforting and exhortation. So that's what we're doing today. So if this ministry is a continual source of blessing to you and your family, and you would like to become a monthly partner, a supporter of our ministry, you can do that two different ways. You can give through the app, or you can give electronically by going to our main website right there on your screen. Again, endtimeheadlines.org for you guys on podcast, or you can give by check or money order, and it's at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So again, thank you so much for jumping on here today. Listen, if you know somebody that will be blessed by this message, please share it with them. You guys watching by YouTube, hit the push notification, hit the subscribe button. You guys on Rumble, do the same there, please. If you guys watching this by podcast on Spotify or on Apple, please share this with individuals that would that you believe need to hear this word to encourage them. Maybe they're in there. Maybe they there. It describes them. Maybe this was not really for you. You're on the other side. You're standing strong, but this could be a word for a family member. This could be a word for an employee that you work with, whatever the case may be. This is why we want you to share these words like this. Guys, we're going to sign off for today. We plan on, Lord willing, be back on here tomorrow. Now, this is interesting too. We have went all week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, today, and we plan on coming on tomorrow. We rarely do that. We've had a full lineup because we've got there's a lot of stuff happening that we want to cover and we want you to be informed about. So we try to squeeze these in, and I cleared off our schedule today and our curriculum, I guess you could say, or itinerary, because trust me, there is headlines that we could talk about today, but I cleared that out because we wanted to give you an encouraging word. So that's why, you know, you got to come on different days. You know, it's going to change up depending on what goes on. So we're going to be back on here tomorrow. I don't fully know what we're going to be talking about tomorrow because we got a full day. Who knows what's going to happen the rest of the day? So we'll see, and we'll talk about what I feel like it's pressing on my heart to finish the week off with. So until then, may the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you later. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.